May the Lord bless the words of my lips and the meditations of my heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
All Saints Day has a long history within the church, although the date for which we celebrate All Saints Day, the Feast of All Saints Day, has changed. And in fact, in the East, it is not on the 1st of November. They have chosen a different time. And some have argued that in the West, part of the reason for the change was to try to usurp a pagan holiday that celebrated or that looked to be the one time of the year when a lot of the souls would return. Incidentally, that was the name of that holiday was not Halloween, or at least that's not what they called it. In the ancient tongue, hollow means saint. And so today's day would be called Hallow Mass, or the Saints' Mass. And every vigil or every feast had a vigil before it, where you would start in the evening. And so the vigil of Hallow Mass would sometimes be called All Hallows Eve. And it is shortened to Halloween. Now, you can go through history of what has stayed, what has remained the same, but it does tend to retain, Halloween does tend to retain some of its pagan underpinnings. But the understanding is not bad in the Western Church to say, you know, something. There is an idea here, however muddled, that we understand as well. And that is to pay homage and to respect those that have gone before. Now, the big difference is we don't say that they're walking around here on earth. We put them in a different place, okay? Because we do not, even though latest statistics leading up to this Halloween was talking about the latest statistics is one in every four Americans believe in ghosts to the point of they're there, you know? And it's very much like I believe it was Chesterton who said, when man stops believing in God, it's not that he won't believe in anything, it's that he will believe in everything. And so we see a lot of this stuff coming down. So we as Christians do not put the saints in a house or you know, somewhere wandering around that we can that come out and scare us or spook us or anything like that. We put them in a very specific place, and we say they are around the throne of God. Now, tomorrow would be All Souls Day, where we pray for those who may have not attained the place to be around the throne of God, but are on that path. And so we look at this day, and we honor this day to ask the saints to pray for us. But if you noticed, which is very Anglican, there is no problem with us saying a prayer like, for example, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with us saying, Saint Christopher, pray for me. Just as if there's nothing wrong for me calling and saying, Mom, pray for me. We understand that the saints are there and are worshiping around the throne and are urging us on, or the great cloud of witnesses. And we do not pray to the saints in the same way that we pray to God. We ask the intercession of the saints on our behalf, because they want what is best for us. They are urging us on, calling us heavenward, wanting us to be there. And so it is natural for them to pray for us, to intercede for us. I've heard it often described as if we were in a football game and we would be around in the stadium urging the players on. We're not playing, but we're urging them on, wanting them to win. And that's what the saints do. And so sometimes, if you've ever watched a football game, somebody typically who's not playing will run up and down the sidelines, getting the crowd back involved. And maybe as that momentum shifts, those who are playing will take that. That's what the saints do. They urge us on. They pray for us. They want us to be there when we lay this mortal life down, to be there with them. But notice the readings of today. two very distinct readings. We had the first lesson out of Revelation that talks about when John says, who are these? These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation, continuously coming out, going up into the throne. And we see that worship around the throne, and we see that glorious worship around the throne. And then we swap over, though, and we would expect some type of gospel lesson to add to that. And at one time, if you're not careful, it looks like it's disconnected a little bit. But what we see is the first lesson tells us this is the goal. And the gospel lesson says, and this is how you get there. Blessed are the pure in spirit. Blessed are the meek. What our Lord is saying is if we do what He's telling us to do in that well-known Sermon on the Mount, if we do that, then we will be here. You see, the call to sainthood is the call to all of us. All of us have the vocation to be a saint. That is what God has called us. Now, there's two dangers here. Danger number one is a danger that a lot of Protestant churches fall into that says, just because you are saved, you're now a saint. Well, we know that's not the case. There's a lot of road to walk from justification to saint. The other danger is to put this group of people into a superhero category. And we almost start looking at them like Superman. You know, they're good to read, but they're not us mere mortals. No. It has to be in the middle of that. It's not an easy path, but it's not an impossible path either. It is one that we can walk. So, the message for us this evening is not just to hear and to be reminded of that cloud of witnesses that is urging us on, that is interceding on our behalf, that sometimes we take a special, because of what they went through, we have a special kinship to them. I've often joked that mine is St. Jude, the patron saint of helpless causes. That's mine. Sometimes we take a special akin and ask a particular saint to pray for us, to intercede for us. That's part of today. But the other part is for us who are here to hear the words of our Lord. This is how you get here. This is what He expects us to do every day. To be in the process of saint-making. To be pure in heart. To be humble. To be meek. To have those attributes. To have those attributes. So that one day when we lay this mortal body down, we too will be with that great cloud of witnesses, worshiping around the throne, urging those who are left, interceding for them to come and join us. That is our prayer. That is our call today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.